All right, day one. I'm going to document this for 30 days, see if I see a change. Day one, reality shift. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the archetypes, which I already know, but I'm wanting to reinforce them and just force my mind to think that way for 30 days and try to record it on my mind by speaking it and applying it over and over. And so I already do this, but I want to do it to the nth degree. And what it is apply the archetypes every moment of every day if possible. I know I'm not trying to put myself under legalism, but I want to shift my thinking. Here's one example. In Hebrews 11, verse 4 or 3 or somewhere in there, it says, by faith, we know that the worlds were made by God, by the Word of God. And the things that are seen were not made by things that appear. In other words, what you see was made by the unseen. So that's what is that? That's an archetype. Chapter 11 is the faith chapter, right? So that is an archetype that is a must for all humans to live by. And what is it? By faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. So everything is by faith. So let's say you want to do something. Let's say you want to get another job, or you want to move to another city, or you do it by faith. If it's God's will, and he gives you liberty to make choices down here. And if you have peace about it, if you lose your peace, you know, that's the thermostat that is, hey, that's not God's will. If you lose your peace, there's a reason. And so number one archetype, I'm gonna do 30 archetypes to live by. So today I'm talking about faith. Through faith, we know that the worlds were made by the Word of God. And so anything you do in this life has to follow that archetype. Whether you want to build a table, whether you want to get a job, whether you want to change a tire, everything's by faith. You really can't do it in your own power anyway, because you usually get frustrated. Think about it. Every time you try to do something in your own power, you get frustrated. But when you just live in peace, and that's another archetype, but that's not for today. But when you just walk in faith, in peace, it usually works out. You might have some obstacles, even if you have a problem. That problem was there to teach you a lesson, you know. But you learn from that lesson, you just keep walking by faith. Even if you hit an obstacle, when this goes out on the internet, the devil is going to hear this and he's going to attack this. Because think about it. If you apply archetypes in your thought, your actions, your words, your attitudes, if you apply the archetypes, like be thankful in all things, if you apply these archetypes, the devil is going to test you. Oh, we're going to knock, the devil might say, we're going to knock him out of, we're going to knock them out of that being thankful. We're going to send something. We're going to knock them out of that. Like I'm behind a truck now. And every time I've gotten behind one of these trucks, a rock hits my windshield, so I'm going to kind of slow down and get about from behind him, because I don't want to have to deal with that right now. But these trucks, they should have a serious cover over their debris. Speed demons won't let you change lanes, you know. Yeah, the archetypes is the way that you should live. Be thankful in all things. Live peaceable with all men if possible. These are things that, and as soon as I change lanes, that truck changed lanes. Ain't that something? Live peaceable with all men if possible, right? So these are archetypes that you should apply. Walk by faith. The things which are seen are made by the things unseen, not by the things that are seen, that appear, that do appear. As soon as these people are driving crazy right now. As soon as I started talking about this, traffic went crazy. I mean, they really went crazy. People speeding, wouldn't let you change lanes, and then, yeah, something's going on here. Maybe this is a 30-day series, maybe this is needed for the believers to meditate on. Because shifting your reality, like if you've ever met a person who never says thank you, they never say thank you. Usually they're not happy. If you start to say thank you, somebody opens the door, thank you. Somebody gives you something, thank you. Somebody, even if you're a restaurant and they say thank you. If you don't say thank you, you're not going to be happy. When you start to be a thankful person, that's another archetype. When you start to be a thankful person, it changes your whole spirit, your whole demeanor, everything. Because before you say thank you, before you learn to say thank you, it's all about me, 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 self. And if it's all about self, you'll never be happy. And you can't force somebody. I remember hearing somebody says, well, if you serve people, then you'll be happy. I remember this was a long time ago. I thought, well, how do you get in that mindset? I don't know how to get into that mindset. Well, you can't do it in your own power. You have to understand why you're here. A lot of the biblical truths that early on you don't understand is because you don't know why. Some people, the Bible says, be thankful, but why? Be thankful in all things, why? Because it's by the grace of God that you even breathe, that you even get up out of bed every day, that you have a brain, that you can talk, that you can hear, that you can communicate, that you can write, that you can put your shoes on. Be thankful in all things. If you've ever met somebody who's never thankful, they never say thank you anytime. Those people are usually miserable people. Seriously, I've watched it my whole life. And if you start to say thank you for trouble, when God allows something to happen, you can say in your inner man, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to go through this learning experience. It's not fun to be in a long line and be thankful, but you can use that time to meditate. Be thankful in all things. You can be thankful in a divorce. You can be thankful in somebody who died. I'm not saying those are good things, but I'm saying you can learn to be thankful about what you learned and the growth that's getting ready to happen. Anyway, day one, archetype, walk by faith.